Hey, everybody. This is Ben Mitchell. I'm going to be your host today. I am super excited to be here with all of you. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about a great way to start for any precious metals investor.
Hey, guys. I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy to have you here. This is The Word on Investing.
I'll never forget the experience of becoming a first-time precious metals investor over a decade ago and being excited about the idea of owning real money in a format that could withstand all of the generations to come so that my kids could have a valuable asset handed down to them. Of course, here at Tradeway, it's one of my great joys to pass on a sound educational system for accomplishing the best way to do this so that families out there can benefit from the things that I've learned during the course of that time, both the good and the bad. But today, I'd like to simply share with you the mindset that I would have, knowing what I know now, if I were to personally start completely over and prepare to make my first ever metals purchase. Let me make this brief qualifier before I begin. Because this is going to be released to so many people out there, I'm going to have to generalize a little bit in how I would approach being a first-time buyer. And I'm generalizing based on the majority of cases that I've assisted with over all these years. That being, of course, middle-class families living on a tighter budget and now knowing how to get started with something as expensive as gold. And on top of that, I was in the exact same scenario when I first started. At the age of 18 and being a newlywed with no savings and a lower income, the priorities I'm about to describe would have suited me very well even back then. And I believe it'll be very helpful to many of you out there right now. So to kick things off a bit, let's do a quick survey of all of our options. In the precious metals industry, you've got three main categories to consider. Number one is bullion. Number two is numismatics or collectibles. And number three is junk silver. Now we can knock numismatics off of the list right away because not only do I firmly believe that they can be harmful to the new investor on a tight budget, but I don't even recommend them to our seasoned students that have larger budgets. In a nutshell, numismatics come at a much higher cost and don't accomplish anything that the other options wouldn't. If your objective is to preserve your purchasing power and have some protection against things like inflation and a weak dollar in general. Of course, I talk about this much more in Tradeway's Precious Metals Education. Now, junk silver is a really interesting option because while it can be a more expensive option at times, there are also times when it offers the lowest prices on a premium basis. It just all depends on what the market is doing and where the supply and demand trends are going. So because of that volatility that can make junk silver a little bit different and sometimes not readily available, we'll skip that option for the purpose of this topic. So that leaves us with bullion. Generally, it's more predictable, it's generally more consistent with its premium cost, and also it's the best overall option for protecting your wealth, in my personal opinion and experience. Okay, so now that we've laid out the three main categories and are settling on bullion, let's take a step further. Let's lay out all of the options within just that one category because this is where it becomes important for the new investor on a tight budget to make some distinctions. Now, when most people think about gold or silver, they picture the 1 ounce gold eagle like you see on the TV commercials. And by the way, this can be a very good option. But you may also notice that they're currently clocking in at around $2,800 an ounce at current prices. Now, obviously, silver is going to help with that massive cost, but before talking about silver, I'd like to mention a few interesting options that you have with gold bullion specifically. If you're not in a place to lay down $2,800 for a single coin, but you do have reason to believe that gold specifically will be the best for your objectives, then know that there are some great options known in the industry as fractionals. Now, I personally like to refer to these as smaller denominations, because I believe that gold is money, but fractionals is the industry term. Now, what this means is that you have the option to not just purchase a full 1 ounce coin, but perhaps a half an ounce, or maybe even a quarter ounce or a tenth of an ounce. So for example, rather than spending $2,800 on one full ounce, you could start by gaining exposure to the gold market through the purchase of a tenth of an ounce fractional coin at, let's say, $370 at around current prices. So fractionals can be awesome. It can be a great option for gaining first exposure to the gold market. And then they also carry the same benefits as larger denominations, but are just smaller. Now, as a side note, there are premium considerations to be made for fractional coins, and if you'd like to learn more about how the pricing works and more details related to the cost-effectiveness side of things, check out my course called Protect Your Future to learn more about that. Now, don't forget that even with as cool as fractional gold coins are, you still have a time-tested option that really starts to make precious metals investing attainable. And of course, that is silver. Now, with silver, you have fractional options as well. But even with the purchase of a full ounce, we're talking about prices lower than most subscription bills in many cases. Silver's price has been suppressed since the late 1970s, which has provided investors with the ability to purchase silver coins for decades at a crazy cheap price. Many of you may have heard the term silver stacking, and that has been made popular in large part because of how affordable it is to buy silver. So this is where I would land predominantly if I were to start right now, if I were to start completely over. I would put the heavier emphasis on silver, giving me some cheap exposure to the metals market, while also accomplishing some great things. For example, I'm getting a tangible asset with intrinsic value. I'm getting a form of alternative currency that's been used forever. I'm getting a hard asset that has great upside potential, and I'm getting something that can act as an insurance policy against the vulnerabilities of fiat currency. Now at Tradeway, in that course, Protect Your Future, that I mentioned just a minute ago, we actually teach a very specific strategy for those of you who care a lot about investing on a budget and want to be as cost-effective as possible. And it's a great strategy for silver. So I highly encourage you to check out our precious metals education, which of course you can do by visiting tradeway.com. Well, that's it for today, everybody. If you would like to learn how to set a solid foundation for your metals investing, check out my new course called Barter to Currency by visiting tradeway.com/barter. That's tradeway.com/BARTER. Have a good one.